Some of the road construction projects are the 5-kilometer Ongwon Idi Kushaka Road in Zangokatap local government area, which was awarded to Global General Engineering Limited at the cost of 240 million naira, 143,320 naira. The 6.7-kilometer Kago Township Road awarded at 600 million and 64,000 naira. The 5.5-kilometer Zonkwa Yerban Road contract was awarded to SDY Nigeria Limited for 450,250,000 naira. Others are the 15.5-kilometer Tutumodaya-Kwangiri Kusang Wasa Road project in Sangam local government area worth 1,215,000,000 naira that was awarded to Greco Nigerian Limited. There is also the contract for the constructions of two pedestrian bridge in Golgoji Zaria local government area awarded at 117,72,000,000 naira, and the constructions of bridge bus culvert in Giwa local government area for 329,174,020 naira awarded to Modacat Company. Furthermore, the Kafancha local government area contract for the constructions of Jere Tudun Jibri Kudan Kafachan Road was awarded at the sum of 1,805,908,000 naira awarded to JP Sigma Nigerian Limited in Jaba local government area. The 13-kilometer Kwai Duro Ankun Rimi Undofara Road awarded at 1.2 billion also awarded to JP Sigma Nigerian Limited. Also in Chiku local government area, a contract for the constructions of Romikara Tudu Road was awarded at the sum of 300 million naira, while the Goningora Ungwan Jato Ungwan Jafawa Ungwan Road construction was awarded at 200 million naira for the Foundation Solid Constructions Company. However, most of these contract projects, our investigation review, have not been completed, especially at the Kaduna South. In an interview with Musa Issa, who is the site engineer of an indigenous company handling Tudum Jukur Kofar Kabu Kagas Tulukulu Road by SDY Nigeria Limited, he revealed that funds were not paid to any contractors for over 6 years. This, he explained, was the cause of the delay in the completions of the road project. When asked how much the contract was awarded to his company, he said this could not be disclosed for security reasons, explaining that revealing the amount could endanger the safety of their workers from kidnappers. A source, however, revealed that the contract was awarded at 355,175,000 naira. Issa assures that once funds released, they will mobilize to site to finish the road construction. Also, a contract construction firm known as Foundation Solid Company handling Romikara Tudu Road in Chukun local government area has also abandoned the project over non-payment. In an interview with government official who was in service during the previous administrations and who spoke on the condition that his name would not be mentioned, he dismissed the insinuation that contractors made away with funds released to them, adding that what happened was that those who could not measure up had their contract revoked with the intention of re-awarding it to other bidders. He also said that the cost of construction materials also hampered the re-awarding of the contract during the Governor Mukhtar Remarlan era in 2015, but when asked if there are documents to back his claim, he said he might not be able to lay hands on such documents since he is no longer in office. Another government official who also spoke on the condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak on such matters said present administration is working on renegotiating or re-awarding some of the project to other companies, adding that was why some of the road contract was revoked. A letter from Nagarta Radio dated 20th October to State Commissioner for Public Works and Infrastructure was acknowledged, but no response followed several up visits to the ministry to further unravel allegations and counter-allegations on what has led to the delay in the completing the road project also proved futile. The administration of Governor Nasiru El-Rufai has centralized information and ministries have no powers to grant interviews to newsmen or provide information to them. Ibrahim Musa, one of the media handlers of Governor Nasiru El-Rufai, promised to get permissions to respond to reporters' inquiries, but he did not, and he also had not responded to messages sent to him as at time of filing this report. He also did not respond to text message sent to him. The district head of Tudun Jukuru in Zaria local government area, where over 2.5 kilometer road was supposed to be constructed, May Ungwan Dahiru appealed to the state government to help facilitate the completion of the abandoned project.
Gaskiya jama'a area muna wahala sosai hanyar tabbas bai da kyau gaskiya.
According to him, many of their children have been killed by hit-and-run drivers. Also speaking, Malangora, a resident of the community along Romikaratudu Road and a retired civil servant, said the road is in need of urgent attention as it has become a nightmare to residents.
This road has been abandoned and is causing the people serious concerns, especially during the rainy season. People find it very difficult to go out of this place or come inside. In the dry season too, people still face a lot of problems of dust emanating from the deplorable condition of the road. For example, those with asthma, tuberculosis, and other sicknesses. Honestly speaking, many people have lost their lives as a result of the bad nature of this road.
A visit by Nagarata Radio to the community along the road showed dusty buildings with their roof changing color to dirty brown because of the dust from the road, and inspections of the yard where heavy equipment of Foundation Solid Company are kept showed most of them either covered in dust or rusting away and left in the hands of security men to watch over. And there is no doubt that it will not only improve movement of goods and persons, if completed, it will also reduce road crashes that have continued to endanger the lives of the people, including school children and elderly ones. The Kwai Dura Okun Road in Jabba local government area, which was awarded to JP Sigma Limited, is a shadow of its old self. The report Nagata Radio chats with some locals. They said with what is on ground, they doubt that the road construction will start anytime soon. In an interview with the general manager of Global General Rin Nigerian Limited, Engineer Elian Soli, who is in charge of the Ungwan Idi Kusang Road in Zangwakataf local government area, he said that only 25% mobilization fee has been paid to his company since the death of former governor of Kaduna State, late Patrick Yakowa, in 2012. Engineer Elan said despite reaching 70% completion, the state government is yet to pay the balance, hence the delay in the completions of the road.
I have certificated the ministry. I wrote to them many letters. Nobody pay us. I'm not paid since Yakowa died. I have up to 10 letters every month, 5 months, 4 months. We write them reminder letter about the payment. Nobody answer us.
He explained that all efforts to ensure that the balance is paid to enable the company complete the road had been unsuccessful. Also called put through to Mr. Patrick Mikat, the managing director of Mothercat Engineering, the firm handling Golgoji Road constructions in Zaria local government area, were not answered. A source at Greco Nigeria Limited, which is handling Kwengiri Road project, said that the company is yet to recoup expenses it incurred executing 75% of the job done based on the contract agreement signed with the previous administration. The source said that his company had written to the Ministry of Works several times asking to be paid, but nothing had so far been done about the request. However, while accusations and counter-accusations and secrecies continue to trail the abandoned road project, residents have appealed to Governor Nasir El-Rufai administrations to probe the contract for the constructions of road with a view to recoup and any monies misappropriated and ensure that they are completed. This report was done with the support of the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and the International Center for Investigative Reporting. For Nagarata Radio, I am Andrew Ibrahim Michelia reporting.